Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cracking Addiction. My name is Dr. Fergal Armstrong. And once again, today we're going to be answering some audience questions. Now, a lot of people have asked me about the differences in the guidelines for alcohol consumption. And so before we go into the specific differences in those guidelines, we need to understand what we're talking about when we say a standard drink. And again, that is confusing. For people in Australia, one standard drink is 10 grams of alcohol. And so that equates to a bottle of full-strength beer of 375 milliliters. That's 1.4 standard drinks. A glass of red wine at 150 mils is 1.6 standard drinks. A glass of white wine at 150 mils is 1.4 standard drinks. A glass of port at 60 mils is 0.9 standard drinks, and a shot of spirits of 30 mils is one standard drink. So the way that you can work out the number of standard drinks is you've got to multiply the volume by the percentage of alcohol by the specific gravity of alcohol, which is 0.789. That's another way of getting to the number of standard drinks that you're about to consume. But I've given you a rough list. And if you want more information, there's plenty of information on websites, including the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, which is an Australian publication that gives you very detailed information on alcohol consumption. So in Australia, one standard drink is 10 grams of alcohol. The risk of dependency for alcohol dependency increases with the amount that you drink, of course. And so in women, six standard drinks per day for about 2 weeks really puts you into a high risk of dependency. And in men, eight standard drinks per day for 2 weeks gives you a high risk of dependency. Now let's look at the states. So in the states, one standard drink, confusingly, is actually 14 grams of alcohol, all right? So we have two key differences there. So we've got the standard drink in Australia versus the standard drink in America. Now, if we look at the actual guidelines for alcohol consumption in Australia, they have the rule of 10-4. So to reduce the risk of harm from alcohol-related diseases or injury, healthy men and women should drink no more than 10 standard drinks a week and no more than 4 standard drinks on any one occasion or day. So the weekly maximum recommended amount of alcohol in Australia for both men and women is 10 standard drinks a week, and each standard drink being 10 grams. That gives us a total of 100 grams of alcohol. Now, what about the states? In the states, the current recommendations suggest that the limits are one standard drink per day for women and two standard drinks per day for men. So if we look at men, two standard drinks a day for 14 grams of alcohol per standard drink times 7, that works out at about 196 grams of alcohol, which is almost 200 grams of alcohol, which is twice what the Australian limit is. So if people in Australia are feeling hard done by, well, first of all, you've got to understand why were those limits set? And the answer is it was realized that the harms of alcohol are cumulative and almost they have a dose response. So to actually minimize the long-term harms, you actually need to get your alcohol consumption quite low. Now compare that with the Canadian guidelines. So most recently, the Canadian guidelines came out and they said that two standard drinks or less per week means that you are likely to avoid alcohol-related consequences. At 3 to 6 standard drinks per week, your risk of developing cancer, including cancer of the breast and the colon, increases. And at 7 standard drinks or more, then that's when you start increasing your risk of heart disease and stroke. So there they quite explicitly demonstrate this dose response curve of harm. And that's why, effectively, they're saying two standard drinks or less per week is really the safest way of approaching alcohol. So that's much more stringent than the alcohol guidelines in Australia. So let's look at the various harms that alcohol can cause. So first of all, we know that, for instance, alcohol-related liver disease, if you're getting alcoholic hepatitis, which of course is a prelude to cirrhosis, then you're looking at about 6 standard drinks a day for a number of years. If you're looking at the risk of cardiomyopathy, which is heart disease, then really you're looking at least 8 standard drinks a day for a number of years, up to 5 years, in fact. If you're looking at the risk of cancer, right? So at any consumption of alcohol, you have an elevated risk of cancer of the oropharynx, of the breast, or of the gullet, the esophagus. And this risk really, the risk of cancer of the gullet, the oropharynx, really elevates if you actually smoke tobacco as well. And I'll never forget the fact that when I was a young medical student, I actually did training in the north of France in an ENT unit which specialized in the management of head and neck cancer. And they saw a lot of head and neck cancer because in that area, the prevalence of alcohol consumption was high and the prevalence of tobacco consumption was high. So just to emphasize, the oropharynx, the gullet, the breast, or the esophagus, that risk of cancer is elevated at any amount of alcohol. There's no minimum threshold of alcohol below which you can say you have not increased your risk of those cancers. Now, other cancers do have a threshold. So, for instance, we know that at 4 standard drinks, so that's 40 grams of alcohol, we know that below that, you're probably okay, but above that, your risk of the following cancers is elevated. So you've got an increased risk of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, ovarian cancer, and colon cancer. So just a few thoughts then on the reason why we have differing guidelines for the consumption of alcohol. It all boils down to the risk of harm that is associated with that. And if you think the Australian guidelines are stringent, wait to see the Canadian guidelines. That's all for today, folks. My name is Dr. Fergal Armstrong, and this has been Cracking Addiction.